In my lesson today, I'm going to be speaking about the word encouragement. Encouragement is the opposite of discouragement. To be encouraged is the opposite of being discouraged. Many things discourage us, such as this pandemic, which has discouraged many people. Being laid off from our job can discourage us. Sicknesses and illnesses can discourage us, can cause us to fret, to be anxious and fearful. Friend, we're living in a day when we need to be encouraged, even if we have to encourage ourselves. In 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, in verse 6, the Bible says that David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the souls of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You know the story of David and his band of outlaws. They lived in a town called Ziklag, and each day they would go out doing what outlaws do, robbing, stealing, hurting people, taking things that they had not worked for. In fact, the Bible labels some of these men as sons of the devil. These men were downright evil, evil as brute beasts. Can you imagine David heading up a group of people like that? The man, after God's own heart, was running from Saul. Saul was about to kill him, and David was on the run. And one day, while they were out doing what outlaws do, another group of outlaws came to Ziklag, burned down their houses, took all of their flock, kidnapped their wives and children, and hightailed it out of town. When David and his band of outlaws got back to Ziklag, all they saw was the smoke and embers of what used to be. And I can see them now, sitting on their horses with their heads down, their hearts grieved. David was also included in this group of men that had lost all, his house being burned down, his wives and children taken, his flock was taken. He too was grieved. Not only was he grieved, he was distressed, because the men that rode with him, those that called him captain, those that had pledged allegiance to David, were now talking about stoning him to death. Let me pause here for just a moment to give you two illustrations or two reactions to grief. Grief always causes reactions. To some that have lost family and friends, and especially children, in their grief, they strike out in anger. Their grief causes them anger. They strike out with bad words, bad thoughts. Because they're overwhelmed with grief, they can't contain themselves. And so it was with these men. Their grief caused them to strike out in anger against David and threaten to stone him to death. But on the other hand, we see David, the man after God's own heart. In his grief, he did not strike out in anger. He did not rail against those that he was riding with. He did not even rail against those outlaws that kidnapped his family and took all of their valuables. When David was grieved for his loved ones, the Bible says he prayed. He found a place to pray. He sought God about this situation, and by doing so, he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. My friend, don't let grief cause bitterness and anger to rise up in your heart. Don't let the loss of someone you have loved cause you to strike out in anger against God. Take a lesson from Job. When Job had lost all of his wealth, when he had lost all of his children, the Bible says he fell down on his face and worshiped and said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away." You may think, "I could never do that. If I had lost as many children as Job, if someone had kidnapped my wife and children, I would be in a rage." But not David. He found him a place of prayer. He found him a place that he could get along with God. He asked the Lord, "Should I go and retrieve all of this stuff?" God says, "Go, get your stuff, David. It's yours. Go get it." So what am I saying to you today? Don't let great losses cause you anger. Don't let it cause bitterness to rise up in your heart. Encourage yourself in the Lord. God will help you. God will lift you up. God will inspire you to make another effort. God will be with you even through the valley of the shadow of death. Not only are we supposed to encourage ourselves in the Lord, we are to encourage others. In Deuteronomy, the 3rd chapter, Moses spoke these words, "I besought the Lord at that time, saying, I pray you, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and would not hear me. The Lord said to me, let it suffice you. Speak no more unto me about this matter. Get thee up on the mountain top. Lift up your eyes eastward, northward, southward, and westward, and behold with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan." But God didn't stop there. God told Moses, "But charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see." God would not allow Moses to go over the river Jordan, yet he told Moses to encourage Joshua and strengthen Joshua to go over the river. Just because you are not allowed to do something doesn't mean you can't urge others to do it. I can't sing, but I encourage others to sing. There's a lot of things that I cannot do, but I can pray and encourage and strengthen others to do it. You can too. That was the word that God gave to Moses.